I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Wheat futures are up after another round of wheat condition reports from the USDA, and despite some rain and snow, dry conditions for Colorado and other western wheat-growing states has continued. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there's not been much change in the moisture for southern plains. Compared to the southern plain states, Colorado's winter wheat is doing relatively well, but still.
Colorado, 27%, very poor to poor. Kansas, which straddles the area where we actually have seen some decent moisture in the northwest, but we've been extremely dry in the southwest, now at 49%, very poor to poor.
He says Oklahoma leads the nation in poor winter wheat conditions with 78%, very poor to poor. Texas reports 73%, very poor to poor. Montana is doing pretty well, the state having a nice amount of snow this winter. Wheat in Montana is rated 54%, good to excellent, Nebraska 43%. Rippey says for some states with winter wheat, there will need to be a March miracle of precipitation to bring ratings up. While drought has reduced production levels, Colorado is still a major winter wheat producing state, ranking 5th in the U.S. in 2010, 14th in 2013, according to the Colorado Association of Wheat Growers. Hard winter wheat is the dominant class of wheat produced in the state, accounting for more than 95% of the total. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.